let's go ahead and listen to some of the students who have called in this week. And let's start with the North Shore Community School. And our reporter here is Ellen.
Hello from the North Shore Community School on the North Shore of Lake Superior. This is the phonology report for the week of November 9, 2019. Hello, my name is Ellen and I'm your phonologist for this week. We have to be a lot more careful outside because of all the ice from the freezing temperatures. Ellen and her mom think that people who live in Minnesota are lucky because the sun shines a lot more out here than other states. There were billowing clouds over Lake Superior Tuesday morning, November 12th. Due to the cold air temperature over the warm water, fog was created. The first measurable snow occurred Wednesday, November 13th. It was 1 to 2 inches in places. On Thursday, there was snow on the trees, and kids at recess were shaking off the snow. It looked like a blizzard for a few seconds. It was very cool looking. We still have a tamarack tree that has green needles on it. Most tamaracks lost all of their needles for the winter by now. Now when you go outside, there are no more insects or bugs in sight. This month is deer hunting season, where does and bucks are getting hunted. Sophie and her dad saw a 10-point buck at the end of Pioneer Road on Tuesday, November 12th. Larissa and Lucy were looking at the birds at recess on Wednesday, the 13th. They saw that some of the chickadees had bands on their legs. This is probably from the bird banding on the nature trail. Lucy was trying to get one of the chickadees to land on her hand, so she grabbed some food and put it in her hand. And then they were getting close to her, but then we had to go inside for lunch. Larissa didn't want a chickadee to land on her hand. One of Emerson's ducks flew off for the winter, but her other duck is still sticking around. And every day they have to chip a hole for the duck to get water to drink. On Wednesday the 13th, Isaac saw a white-tailed deer in the school field. Several bucks are caught on the trail cam at school as well. This concludes the phonology report. Have a great week and be observant.
Thank you, Ellen. Nice job. Good to hear from Duluth. Nice to know that they got their first snow cover on the 13th. You know, I think I had here in Grand Rapids, I'd said the same thing. I think we got snow now. But boy, come along Saturday, and I was thinking, well, maybe I'll have to plow the track to skate on my lake. And Sunday morning, it was all water, and by Sunday afternoon, it was all ice. And I was skating yesterday. It was wonderful.